Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Shauna Thompson, your host. Thinking about personal revelation today, and I have this wonderful, wonderful quote from Elder Nelson. And so I'm just going to start right off with it. I think he's great, and what he says is better than I could ever say it. Here you go.
Even more amazing than modern technology is our opportunity to access information directly from heaven without hardware, software, or monthly service fees. It's one of the most marvelous gifts the Lord has offered to mortals. It is His generous invitation to ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. This timeless offer to provide personal revelation is extended to all of His children. It almost sounds too good to be true, but it is true. I have received and responded to that heavenly help.
Don't you just love Elder Nelson? I think he's just one of those guys that I just could listen to all day long, every day. I love the way he tells a story, and I love what he says about how he calls it information from heaven. I know that's not rocket science, but information from heaven, and we don't need to pay fees. Yeah. Yeah, we're caught with fees for everything right now, right? But I love that because I can relate to that, and I think you can too. Those times when you just know that there's no other medium that you can turn to except your Heavenly Father. I know that when I was when I've had times of great stress, it's kind of sad because my first thoughts are, I want to call my husband. And I know that's great. That's great. I mean, I have a wonderful relationship with him. Or I want to call my best friend and I want to bounce this off of her and I want to hear what she has to say. And I've come to realize that the person that I need to tap into, the very, very first, my first inclination, should be my Heavenly Father so that I can just sit and have a quiet moment and receive that personal revelation from Him. Friends are great. They're wonderful. They have their purpose, of course, and they can inspire us, and so can our husbands or wives. But I think if we can get in the mindset of turning immediately to our Heavenly Father when we're in distress or when we need a question answered, we need that personal revelation. That's the place to go first, right? Yeah, no fees, no charges. Well, we got a little shout out from Bill. Bill says he loves us. He loves the Mormon Channel, and he listens to it every day during his commute, and he even got a Bluetooth so that he could practice safe driving. I love that. So thank you, Bill, for listening to us, and we're so glad that you're tuning in and that you're hopefully having a little spiritual uplift before you go to work. Well, I was trying to think of any time that I've had lots of different times when I've received personal revelation, just like you. And I was thinking of this one in particular where I was standing up, I was giving a talk in sacrament meeting, and I looked down at this woman that I visit taught. It's kind of sort of looking over the room at people's faces as I was speaking, and I saw my friend, and she looked completely distressed. And all of a sudden, I just felt this inspirational moment where it just told me, you need to go to her and ask her how she's doing. You just need to go to her and ask her how she's doing. And she was our primary president, and she had a lot to do, a busy gal. And so I kind of pulled her aside and just said, hey, I just felt impressed during my talk to find out how you're doing. And she started to cry, and she said, can I talk to you later? And so this opened up a dialogue with this friend of mine, and I found out that she was struggling with something that was so painful, and it was new, and it was fresh, and it was something, ironically enough, that I had been struggling with as well. And so we were able to draw close to one another and talk, and my trial was a little further along than hers, and so I had some insights that maybe, I hope, helped her to kind of feel like, okay, you're not alone in this. I'm right here, and I love you, and we can get through this. You can get through this. And I'm just so grateful. You know, it wasn't anything really huge and earth-shattering and, you know, lightning bolt moment, but it was a moment where I got to tap in and really listen to the revelation that was given to me and then pass it on and see how my friend was doing. And that really drew us so close now. And it's so funny. Now she's my visiting teacher and I get the opportunity to be taught by her, and I just love her so much. And I'm just grateful for those moments of personal revelation that help us to reach out to others. Well, As we close today, if you want to share any stories about following the Spirit, moments where you've had personal revelation and it's directed you to do something, let us know. Go to Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org and give us your thoughts, your feedback, your stories. You can also contact us, of course, on Facebook, and you can tweet us and let us know what you think and how you feel. We love to hear from you always. So we're going to head out today with a song called An Angel From On High featuring Festival Brass. Have a wonderful day, everyone.